Juliette Ganoche.
Quichon.
Quichon. My Italian is better than my French. And Ian Mitchell. Juliette is studied history at Yale and law at the universities of Oxford and Toronto before teaching at the universities of Brussels and now Calgary. A Canadian, she is the winner of a Canadian Medical Association Medal Honor and the Canadian Public Health Association National Public Health Hero Award. So we have a real hero here today. And Ian Mitchell, is pediatrics and pediatric lung disease and teaches bioethics. So thank you.
And it's very understated.
Thank you. So thank you for being here. And we'll switch gear to another country. That is Juliet. That is me. Juliet has no conflicts. My conflicts are not related to HPV. I want to emphasize that. I do research on respiratory syncytial virus. Very different thing from HPV. So, what are we going to say? In Canada, vaccination is done in school for schoolish children and in community clinics. The children are in school, so why wouldn't you do immunization in school? So, the problem here in 12 school districts, the most just, effective, simplest, least expensive, traditional method of vaccine delivery was blocked. My elected officials, who oversee tens of thousands of students in publicly funded school systems, so we're talking about the Catholic school system, but it's publicly funded in these jurisdictions. It's not funded by the church. School doors were closed. Public health works until it doesn't work. But what we're going to say is the in-school vaccine administration was vulnerable to political threats. So this is intersection of church and state. So I just want to... Yes. We're here, I think. Although it's cold outside, but there we are, we're here. We've been to the Northwest Territories in Yellowknife, that school district, which is a long way away. Juliet went to a school district in Ontario, which is closer, but much of our work was done in Alberta. So we're in the city of Calgary, a city of about 1.2 million, which is the largest Catholic school district in Alberta, but a lot of nine smaller Catholic school districts follow the lead of the larger one. So here we have the Rideau's HPV uptake by school board. So the other city in our province is Edmonton, where the Catholic school board resisted the pressure of the hierarchy and allowed public health nurses in to immunize. So on the right, you can see in 2008 and also in 2010, immunization rate in the Edmonton Catholic school district was above 60%, which is similar to what we've achieved in other public schools. On the left, in the Calgary Catholic school district, it was below 20%, so a striking effect of a decision by the administrators. So, to use the sports analogy, public health is offense, but where is the defense? Children actually have no ability to defend themselves against threats to preventive medicine. We were worried no one would laugh, you'd be offended, but there we are. Children look to us for protection. Now, in pediatrics, they look to us. So now, Juliet will go on with the strategy.
Okay. So, Dr. Mitchell neglected to tell you that he is the former president of the Canadian Bioethics Society and has won numerous awards, including an honor from the Canadian Medical Association. So our aims were obviously to promote easy vaccination, which meant opening the school doors. And we wanted, once the school doors were open, obviously parents had to consent, so we wanted to provide them clear and correct information. And obviously the ultimate goal, was to increase vaccine uptake. So again, it was really a sports metaphor that animated us through the difficult times. We accepted it was an adversarial process. We knew we had opponents, but we had sportsmanlike behavior. We didn't engage in ad hominem attacks, notwithstanding that they were sent our way. We recruited really a great team. I scouted for talent in the obviously affected medical areas, oncology, epidemiology, public health, pediatrics, and so on. We needed a national presence, And so we found people from BC to Nova Scotia using our networks and personal contacts. That's just some of the people. Critical and standing beside me is the Dean of Medicine. When he joined, that made a huge difference. We had walk-ons. So these were patients who were affected. The woman to your right is, she was sexually abused as a child. And she delivered, because her cervix was incompetent, she delivered her firstborn at 23 weeks. Or 22 weeks, 5 days. The other woman who came to us was a virgin at marriage and was infected by her husband. Significantly, other people who did come didn't want to be known because the Alberta bishops and Ontario bishops had significantly stigmatized the HPV infection with their intervention. So we had this team logo for our local effort, which was we started in Calgary first, and then when we went national, we developed a different logo, including a rural theme because some of the communities were rural. It was very difficult to get people to talk to us because many people were afraid. Those included public health nurses and teachers. We promised them confidentiality, and then they came on site. We had a clear strategy, and that was we waited to see what they would do. So we would engage with them, and by them I mean the school board. We were always engaging with the school board. So the Calgary School Board, we tried to engage in education, their correspondence. Then we had to have a media conference, then a petition, and then they were so resistant to changing because they kept saying we're directed by the bishops, notwithstanding that they were elected by the people and report to the people. We actually had to threaten them with litigation. That got us some significant difference. Then we had media, and then finally we were victorious there. Medicine Hat, very tricky rural, very, very conservative. The engagement was with the chairman of the school board, and then at one point, in writing, he said he was the victim. And that was important and very useful, because then we gave that to the national media, and very quickly, people in Medicine Hat silenced him, and we got going there. Halton, very, very difficult. They seem to have been tapped into a website out of Virginia, LifeSite, and 60 people turned up to that event, crying, not allowing us to speak when it was our turn, chasing me in the parking lot, accusing me of taking drug money, which wasn't true. AOC, we also wrote in French when it was necessary, and that's an example because one of our districts was French. So that was the media event. We used media. We wrote to we drafted letters, which then we put in the hands of the relevant subspecialty or specialty, and they and our colleagues signed the letters. As I say, the dean was significant, pediatricians, obstetrician gynecologists. We traveled. So that's an early morning flight. Yellowknife was really a fun venue to go to. There's a polar bear, which Dr. Mitchell took the picture recently. That's the picture of the Yellowknife School District board meeting. Toronto was the point of departure to go to this very fractious, and you can kind of get a sense, notwithstanding, I surreptitiously took the picture, although I wasn't breaking any rules, but you can see it's a bit fuzzy, but it gives you a sense of the anxiety in the room. Leduc was January 15th, cold. So when we went away, we had to recruit local infectious disease professors, and they were very generous with their time, and that's one who met me at the airport in Edmonton and drove with me to Leduc and dealt very well with all the questions. My training's in law. One of the questions he got from an air traffic controller was a derisive comment. He said, only 40 women a year die from cervical cancer. And the infectious disease specialist waited for that to sink in, and then he said, yes, 40 women. Yeah. And then he explained it was a pyramid and what each group of women were enduring at every stage. But he did not, he was just terrific. We had to communicate with our recruits, people who were helping us, and people who were on the sidelines and cheering us on. And we did that with a website, which was effective. We took every media opportunity we had. When we went to Yellowknife, we went to the studios and we spoke to them. And our message was always clear. Coincidence is not causation. The internet can be dangerous. The vaccine is safe. And we had external threats. There was, as I say, that difficult site out of Virginia. Katie Couric kind of sandbagged us on her show where she had a woman whose child had died after vaccination. What she didn't have on the show was a woman whose child had died after winning the lottery. we had failures, and oh gosh, some of them were tough. But that's a picture of an own goal. Sometimes we couldn't get our data and our players into the right place at the right time. There was a lot of politics and bureaucracy involved. We were outside. Because we were at the university, we were protected, especially when the dean came on side. So we could say things that public health people felt they couldn't. And we still can't get the bishop's letter out of the consent form package that goes home in the backpack. That's a letter that suggests that there's a link, a causal link between vaccination and promiscuity. And here it is here. It says, oh, thank you. A school-based approach to vaccination sends a message that early sexual intercourse is allowed as long as one uses protection. So this is a letter from 2008, and it's still going home in the backpack. And we tried as recently as September 21st to get that out, and the school board is absolutely resistant. So here's the conclusion, lessons learned. And if you speak fast, we'll be able to get to that.
Okay, I'm instructed to speak fast. So societal actors, we've got to show up. It's in the boardroom. It's in the boardroom. You have to be there. It's on the website. It has to be there. It has to be there. We're advocating for children, and we want to defend something which is envied by many of you, that we have in-school vaccination. And we want to engage in continuous surveillance. So we think the surveillance should be social media surveillance for threats to public health. That's what public health does. It does surveillance. Fence and defense. So post-ban, you can see the documented on here is public health. Public school vaccination rate, 70%. Here, after our campaign, the Catholic goes almost to the same level. So documented success, but it's not complete success. I mean, we need more than 70%, of course. So, prevention of infectious disease, don't give up, immunize, have fun. This is Yellowknife in April. Now, with any luck.
This was to thank our many supporters.
So thank you to the volunteers, and we have time for questions.
Do you want to take one or two?
One or two questions. So that's a loaded question. There are, in Alberta, so requirement varies from province to province. And I think Ontario has requirements, that province. I don't think there are requirements in other provinces.
But it's offered.
Manitoba.
And Manitoba. So in our province, there are no requirements.
Okay. But it's offered.
So all
it's offered through the school.
And vaccination is free. It's at no cost. So they, most children get most vaccinations because it's convenient and it's free.
But not required.
Okay.